Well, Brad, he's joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. He is the principal of Bloomfield High School, and Bloomfield High about to celebrate its centennial. We welcome Dan Mulledy to Brad and Dan. Principal Mulledy, good morning.
Good morning.
Get right into that microphone.
100 years, and in the top 10 school-wise in the latest Look magazine survey.
Yeah, how about that?
Unreal.
Now, you've got a big centennial celebration the weekend of September 15th and 16th, so let's start there. What's going on September 15th?
Well, on September 15th, we're doing, for all alumni, a pregame tailgate prior to the game, football game versus Rocky Hill. That's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the parking lot at Bloomfield High School. It's free to all alumni. There'll be food, DJ, some entertainment. Following that, all fans and alumni will be able to attend the game versus one of our closest rivals, Rocky Hill High School. There'll be some preferential seating, and then some events at halftime, and then some shout-outs across the entire game. Just recognizing all the different classes that are represented at the game that day.
Well, you know, when you stop to think, 100 years ago, what was it like? I saw some pictures, and it's just unbelievable. But you know, one of the things that we are so proud about, Dan, is that this school, Bloomfield High School, has just become one of the top schools in the state. It's remarkable what you folks have done over there.
Yeah, it's, you know, under the leadership of Dr. Thompson, our superintendent, we've created, we've changed the culture, a culture of high achievement and success, you know, almost being relentless and pushing kids to the expectations that we know that they can reach. So it's good, but there's still a lot of work to be done. You know, our goal is to make sure that we get every kid to where they need to be, and we're looking forward to the future, especially this year, this being the 100th year. And just to go back to something that you just said, we actually have on Thursday during the day, the class of 1960 coming in for their reunion.
Really?
Wow. We'll be hosting a little luncheon for them, and they'll do some classroom visits, so it'll be interesting to hear their perspective on the changes since 1960.
Wow, that's amazing. So on the 15th, you've got the pregame tailgate party, then you've got the football game. Mm-hmm. That's a week from Friday. Mm-hmm. What takes place on Saturday, September the 16th?
Saturday, we're going to continue the celebration, but in a more formal sense. At the high school, we're going to have what we call the centennial celebration, again, free for all alumni. And what we're going to have from 12 noon to 4 o'clock is a cookout. Some school tours. We'll have a DJ there as well. We'll have some entertainment. We'll get to showcase our students. Our students, along with our culinary department, Chef Paul Wiskelowitz, will be catering the event. We'll have some of our choir students and music students and our dance group performing. And then we'll do the tours so we can get some feedback from our alumni about some things that are the same and probably a lot of things that are different.
Wow, this is incredible. Now, do you have to register, or how do you go about attending the events?
We ask that any alumni that wishes to participate to register. If you go to the Bloomfield Public Schools website, which is bloomfieldschools.org, there is a ticker that you can on the bottom that allows you to register. This just gives us a better idea of how many alumni be attend, so we can make sure that it is one of the most memorable experiences that they've had.
I would imagine there's been a lot of planning into this, the centennial celebration. Talk a bit about that, Dan.
100 years in the making. but there has been. I got to give a lot of credit to a 1975 graduate and current administrator in the district, Jill Narain, and her centennial committee have worked tirelessly to make sure that this event is going to go off. And like I said earlier, it will be something that people keep coming back to. And hopefully it sets a tradition with something that we can do regularly.
You know, one of the things I have lived in Bloomfield for 30 years, and to see the change in the schools, what you guys have done, it's just remarkable. It really, truly is. And the attitude of the students.
Right.
I mean, it's you walk in there and it's, you just say, boy, what a class operation this is.
It's the saying is it takes a village, and it does take a village. You know, it does take a village. One of our major priorities in the district, priority number four, is parent and community engagement, and that's to bring all the stakeholders into the making sure that our students are successful, not just parents and caregivers, but also community members, local organization, churches, things of that nature. But that's what it does. That's what we've done. We've incorporated all the resources that we have in town, in the district, and in the school to help our students.
Dan, a new school year is underway. How's the beginning been?
It's like it just ended, so we're hitting the ground running. You know, we always talk about, you know, you blink and the summer's gone, but you know what? We started last Wednesday, and it's like we never missed a beat. Students came ready to go. Teachers came ready to go. And our goal is just continue to climb upward.
Now, this is such a fabulous story, Bloomfield High School, and how it has risen, as Brad said. What did you say, top 10 of the country, Brad?
Yes, in the top 10. Yep. It's just remarkable.
But you just said something, Dan, which talks about you have to integrate the community, the parents, but the entire community, the leadership. Expound upon that.
Well, it starts from Dr. Thompson. He created this blueprint around the four priorities, and being around holistic accountability, instruction and assessment, and then positive culture and climate, and then parent community engagement. Our plan has always been, for students to have opportunities and to be exposed to things that they may not have an opportunity to. Our goal is to always have students have a plan when they leave, whatever it is that they choose to do, whether it's go to college, enter the military, enter the workforce, regardless of what it is, to have a plan. And our job is to make sure that they're well prepared to be successful. And sometimes, we utilize some of the resources. One being in town, we have Windsor Federal Savings Bank, which we have a partnership with. We actually have a branch in the school where students work as tellers. They go through an intense summer program. We have an ATM in the school. We have local mentoring groups that come in and work with our students. Our students do a lot with food share. They get exposed to things in the community, and what it does, it just builds a sense of pride of being not only a part of Bloomfield, Connecticut, but also Bloomfield High School in particular.
This is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got a bank in the school.
We do, yes.
Wow.
And bankers going out.
Yeah.
They didn't go to college.
Yeah.
They're on.
Wow, that is amazing. Talk again for people who are just tuning in. What takes place on Friday, September the 15th?
So the next Friday, September 15th, begins our centennial celebration weekend. We're going to start the evening at 5 o'clock in the Bloomfield High School parking lot prior to the football game. With a free tailgate for all alumni. There'll be some gifts there. Some local organizations donated some food. There'll be a barbecue going on, some entertainment. Following that, they'll be able to attend the Bloomfield versus Rocky Hill football game right there on campus in our new turf football field. There'll be preferential seating, things going on throughout the game to recognize alumni in classes. And then there'll be a special a special thing going on at halftime to recognize not only just one of our teams, but all of our alumni that have come out to share the evening with us.
Wow. And then, of course, you've also got the big event on Saturday. Talk about that.
And then the event on Saturday is our more formal celebration catered by our BHS Culinary. It's free to all alumni. Again, it's from 12 to 4 and include a catered event throughout the day, school tours, entertainment. We just ask that any alumni that wish to participate, just to register on the Bloomfield Public Schools website.
What are some of the challenges? We got a couple of minutes left with our guest, the principal of Bloomfield High School, Dan Mulledy. What are some of the challenges you're facing going into this year? I know there have been budget issues at the state level. How does that affect Bloomfield High?
It affects us just like it does any other school or district in the state of Connecticut, but it's something that we can't spend too much time thinking about because we have a job to do. And with the resources that we have in place, it's still our responsibility and job to make sure our kids get the best education they possibly can get. And with the staff that we have, we make do and we get creative with our resources and staff. And, if you walk in the school, and across the district, honestly, you wouldn't know that there's been some money issues in the state because it's business as usual and we have a responsibility to the students.
You know, one of the things that really, really changed was when we got Hartford to come in to Bloomfield, the principal was, I mean, he is one of the outstanding principals in the state, or superintendents, I should say. And he has done a fabulous job.
He has done a fabulous job. This is my 11th year as administrator in Bloomfield, fourth as principal, and to watch the transformation, from when I first came in 2007 to when Dr. Thompson came in 2011 is remarkable. Calculated and well planned, you know, it's, and the success is just, it's a testament to his vision that he had for this district. And while we've made some huge gains, you know, we all know that there's still a lot to be done.
Dan, give us an idea of the school day. When does school start for the students?
Well, students start arriving around 7 o'clock. School buses drop them off. First bell's at 7:30. Classes start at 7:35. Depending on what day of the week it is, we have an adjusted, what we call a modified block schedule. But students, you know, they're expected to be in class at all times. You can come through our hallways and see and how empty they are during class time. The expectation
never used to be in the old days, though.
The expectation is you're in class learning. We have the resources in place, and you know, they have responsibilities and expectations, as do we.
And the school day ends at what time?
2:15, 4 days a week, and one day a week we end at 12:45. We have professional development for staff every Wednesday at Bloomfield High School. This was one of the things that we were able to put into place when Dr. Thompson came in, needing, you know, recognizing that you know, if adults don't get smarter, then kids don't get smarter. So then we were able to put into place a job-embedded professional development program each week for our teachers.
How important is that?
It's extremely important. Education has changed. Not only you look at the structure of Bloomfield High School, but, you know, the expectations that are put upon our, you know, our students. And with that, the expectations now of the adults that we put in front of them, it's ever changing. You can never stop learning. So we just keep teaching.
I'm guessing technology has accelerated this never changing atmosphere or ever changing.
It's taken over. And, you know, we have a fantastic IT department that has been on top of everything. And our students have the opportunity to be exposed to all the up-and-coming technology, as has our teachers and staff.
It's a great system, Dan.
Yeah. But technology makes it such an exciting time to learn, doesn't it?
It does, and it actually makes it a scary time,
yeah,
knowing which direction we're going.
That too. But anyway, the big weekend for the Bloomfield High Centennial, next Friday, September the 15th, the pregame tailgate Bloomfield High School party at the parking lot, and that's at 5 p.m., and then the football game on September the 15th at 7, Bloomfield against Rocky Hill at Bloomfield High. And then Saturday, September the 16th, the big centennial celebration at the Bloomfield High School courtyard from noon until 4.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you.
I hope you'll be there.
We'll be there. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.